The prophet Zechariah teaches as follows. While describing his vision for the Messianic era, Yemot HaMashiach, and he declares, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakot, so said the Lord, O Yeshvu Zekeinim Uzkeinot, Rechavot Yerushalayim. Said, once again, there will be elderly men, elderly women in the streets of Jerusalem. V'ish mishantol biyatel mirov yamim, every person will have a cane. That's how elderly each one will be. And continues the Navi, urechavot ha'ir yimalu yiladim viladot mesachakim berechavoteha, streets filled with children playing in her streets. And I heard from my Rebbe, one of my teachers, Rav Amital, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, Holocaust survivor, he said, the pasuk makes no sense. What are we talking about here? This is the Messianic era that we all wait for. This is it. You know what it's going to look like? Well, what would we expect the Messianic era would look like? We might anticipate swords being beaten into plowshares, world peace, people of all faiths descending on Har Abayim, coming to worship one single monotheistic God as one unified people. This is it. Bunch of old people and young people. Everyone here, wrong footed. All us young people. And they're sitting around doing nothing. This is the Messianic era that we await. This is Sipi Al Yeshua asked Rav Amital, what's going on? So I want to share Rav Amital's answer, but in a different way, through a story. It's a story about a rabbi and a professor, at least one of whom perhaps you're well familiar with. The rabbi, Rav Yisrael Zev Guzman. Rav Guzman, a Holocaust survivor himself, he somehow miraculously managed to make it through. He hid in caves. He hid in pigs' pens. Somehow, some way, he came through. He comes to Yerushalayim, he establishes a small yeshiva known as Netzach Yisrael. Rav Guzman, a very small yeshiva, not too many students, but his legend as a Talmudic genius and giant is renowned. And although the yeshiva may have been small, every Thursday afternoon, suddenly his yeshiva was chock full with some of the leading minds of Israel at that time, the 1970s and the 1980s, Supreme Court justices, leading politicians, great Torah scholars. They would all descend on the yeshiva to learn with the Rosh Yeshiva and to get an inkling as to what that world that had almost been lost was like. One of those attendees each and every week was a professor who in 2005 went on to win the Nobel Prize in Economics, a brilliant Israeli mind, Professor Yisrael Alman. You may have heard the name. Professor Alman decided to become an academic, but he committed himself every week, I'm going to that shir. I'm learning with Rav Guzman. And so we went every week to the shir Thursday at noon. And then it was 1982. And the professor's son, Shmuel, went out to the battlefield and he perished in the Lebanon War. And Rav Guzman, who rarely left his home or his yeshiva, made a point of coming to the funeral, travels with one of his students who drives him from perhaps more of a Haredi orientation. The student asks Rav Guzman, he says, what are we doing here? He says, what do you mean, what are we doing here? Rav Guzman says, you see them, all the soldiers who are here, remembering their comrade. Every single one of them is holy. Shiva student says, every single one. Even the secular soldiers, says the Rosh Hashiva, each and every one. Funeral concludes. Everyone goes back to their homes. The Alman family goes to their home to begin the Shiva process. Rav Guzman turns to his student and says, we're going. We're going straight to the home. So they go. First few minutes that the family is sitting, Shiva, Rav Guzman, just sitting there right next to them. And finally, the professor says, Rabbi, Rosh Hashiva, please, you can go home. You've come to the funeral. You've come to my home. You don't need to stay. Says Rav Guzman, no, you don't understand. I need to be here with you. You see, I made it through, but my boy Meir did not. He was snatched from my hands by the Nazis, murdered before my very eyes. And so I just can't just go home right now. I need to be with you. But I can tell you, Professor, it's happening right now. In the Yeshiva Shalmala, in the heavenly realm. Well, right now, there's a minyan, there's a prayer group that's taking place, and all the kedoshim, all the holy individuals, they're all there together. And my mayor is welcoming Yeshua to join the heavenly minyan, where they're davening together, but there's a difference, said the Rosh Hashiva to the professor. See, my mayor, he's just one of the members of the minyan. He's just davening there in that holy minyan. Your son, he's leading the minyan. Because you know what the difference is? My son, Meir, simply died because he was a Jew. Yours? He died fighting for what it means to be a Jew in a Jewish homeland. And he went on a little bit further, and Rav Guzman shared that every single year on Yom Yerushalayim, he and his wife leave the yeshiva and leave their home. And they go and they sit outside because what is there? They leave the yeshiva because there's a parade of children walking on Yom Yerushalayim through the streets of Yerushalayim. And so explained the Rosh Yeshiva, my students, the last week they say, Rebbe, Pasnish, this is below your dignity. What are you doing here? You're sitting on a park bench instead of being in the yeshiva? What is this? What kind of a yeshiva are you, Rav Guzman? The students would ask him. And he would very simply answer, he said, there's nowhere else I can be today. Because those who saw Jewish children lost understand that to see Jewish children marching in a parade in Yerushalayim is itself the very essence of redemption. Turn to the professor, to the yeshiva, one who had lost his child, to one who had lost one of his own. I thought that no one could console me, but Rebbe, you have. Today is a day when we recognize that the very fact of Jews living in Yerushalayim throughout Medina Israel, we need nothing more. There's so much more to do, and there's so many complexities that at the end of the day we do one thing and one thing only. On this day, we celebrate the fact that there are elderly individuals with canes, young kids playing in the streets of Yerushalayim. There's nothing greater than this. There's no greater sign of divine providence. There's no greater miracle that we could possibly ask for on this day. And so together with the Rosh Yeshiva, together with the professor, together with all those who have sacrificed so much, from Meir Shmuel, to older and younger people sitting on park benches from Yom HaShoah, to Yom HaZikaron, to Yom HaAtzmaut, we join together in celebration and deep appreciation, and we declare together this time, Hodu Adonai Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chesed. We're going to begin the Tzilat Hagigah right now. Just ask if we can get some volunteers to help with the Mechitzah. We'll get started with the davening. There are Sidurim that were right outside, so if you have not picked one up, you can pick up a Sidur or the davening pamphlet. We'll begin the Tzilat momentarily.